This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are on our mind. The world is on our mind. How do you do? Welcome to the DJV program. Jennifer off, but Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen is here, and you're here. So what more could anybody want? You could say, I want Jennifer, but back
we all
later.
Do.
Yeah. You what? Would you say?
I said we all do. We love when Jennifer's here.
We always love it when Jennifer is here. Okay, so John Stewart, who has become quite a prolific director and producer, has something that he's doing. He's working on the problem that we all recognize. I hope we all recognize how much the veterans contribute and yet get screwed at the same time. They're out there, the recruiters, to get you in. They sucker you in to enlisting, and then you're going to have this, and you don't have that. You have something else, and then at the end of the day, if you're exposed to any kind of problems, you get forgotten. More often than not, that is the case. It's disgusting.
Yep.
It really is. And then these friggin' politicians use the military as backdrops for their campaign. Mm-hmm. And that's certainly, it was back to Bush. I thought it was after Iraq, using those soldiers for the backdrop for his reelection campaign was more than disgusting. At any rate, so what's Stewart doing for the vets?
Well, a little bit of background. If you remember, Jon Stewart, famous for hosting The Daily Show for almost 20 years on Comedy Central, started out as a comedian, also has been an actor in many movies, but really now he's taken on a very serious chapter of his life, and it began with 9/11. He is a Jersey guy. He's from right near where I'm in right now in New Jersey. He now has an animal sanctuary in New Jersey. He's kind of branched out into a lot of different other interests, but he was one of the major champions for the first responders on 9/11 in New York. And when they all started dying of horrific lung cancers and different types of ailments, he was the one testifying in Congress just last year, and he testified before the Senate to extend that bill for the victims of 9/11, the first responders, which was about to die, and they were no longer going to get any more funding. So Jon Stewart really put a spotlight on it. He used his celebrity for good. He's doing it again, and this is a case that I did not know about. I admit I had no idea about burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay, so this is the deal. So he has a petition that now has over 100,000 signatures. I signed it over the weekend myself. We'll post it on the Facebook page if you want to contribute to this. You don't have to pay any money. It's just you sign your name on the petition. Hundreds of tons of waste produced on military bases in Iraq and Afghanistan were doused with jet and diesel fuels and burned in massive burn pits as American soldiers lived, worked, and slept next to these toxic fumes. Now these soldiers are home, and hundreds of thousands of veterans are sick and dying from lung diseases, cancers, and respiratory illnesses, very similar to what happened in 9/11 when that fire smoldered with that jet fuel and the toxins that were released into the air. Essentially, that's exactly what's happening with these burn pits, where we're making our soldiers live and sleep next to these giant burn pits, and all they're doing is breathing in this toxic air. And so Jon Stewart says
wars have really been a horrible blight on our history. This country has such a great history of doing the right thing, and ever since the Iraq War.
Not by our veterans, though. There's a history of us not doing well by our veterans.
Yeah.
And so Jon Stewart says, the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Defense continue to ignore our veterans' suffering and deaths caused by their neglect, despite their own statistics, which show burn pits are the source of these health problems. So basically what he's saying is the U.S. government is saying that that's not the source of these health problems, but it's pretty obvious. And Jon Stewart says, there's a reason it's against the law to burn hazardous waste in your own backyard in America. It's common sense. Burning regular household waste releases carcinogens, neurodisruptors, and heavy metals that can have devastating effects on the lungs, heart, brain, thyroid, and immune system. It's a scientific fact, and that's what he says when the U.S. military paid private companies like Halliburton Remember that. And subsidiaries of KBR, billions of dollars from taxpayer funds to burn human waste, aerosols, styrofoam, medical waste, biohazard materials, body parts, trucks, explosives. This all happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. We basically were paying, our taxpayer dollars were being paid to Halliburton to burn this stuff while the troops got sick and started dying right next to it. It's horrific. It's absolutely horrific. So this, he wants, this this petition is to, you know, you have to have a certain number of signatures. I believe it's, I think once you reach 150,000, then you're allowed to get on the docket. So he wants to pressure Congress into paying attention to this, and he said that this needs to be, that he acknowledges the bipartisan effect that we had with 9/11. A lot of people came together on both sides of the aisle to protect those first responders, and he's calling on those members of Congress to do it now for our veterans. I think it's really important.
All Halliburton, as far as I'm concerned, Halliburton is a scourge and has been. There's very little. Hopefully, we get at least some taxes out of them because there's very little else. That was the.
Major corporations have gotten a lot of tax breaks. I don't know.
Well, the oil companies. Yeah, the oil companies certainly have over the years. But when you get right down to it, those some of the stuff that we've created here in the name of big business, the name of something that America was at one point in time proud of, but these people are just they're violators of all kinds of things, and I just and think about what they stand for and what they contribute, and wonder how it is. Some people are very. I remember once seeing on the cover of Forbes magazine two things. The fellow who ran Monsanto was the businessman of the year, and the fellow who ran Halliburton after Dick Cheney, I can't remember his name, sort of the same treatment. And when it gets right down to making money, if that's all Forbes is interested in, yeah, those guys are fabulous. But don't we want to take other things into consideration when it comes to business? Business is not just business, so I don't think it ought to be. There ought to be a lot of different things that we take into account when judging judging what the healthiest and best parts of America are. We're going to find holes and blemishes no matter where. I mean, Microsoft, any big company, Amazon, the problem is now they're all getting too big and they have too much control over the process of government, which is not good for anyone. And that certainly has been the case with Halliburton for years and years and years. So good for John Stewart. Good for him. In a moment or two, let's get an update on where we are with COVID. It's 14 after the hour here on the DJV program with a focus on some of our fabulous clips of the day. Those of you who like to listen to these things, let's see. We got a couple of reference points here for you, Victoria. The stock market, Jen and Victoria talked about how it doesn't represent the true economy. On one of the clips that you can find right now at djvshow.com, you can follow us there. There's a clip of us discussing the systemic racism problem in our country and some possible solutions. So you may want to listen to that. And then there's also one of my culinary skill department clips. How healthy is olive oil for you? We talk about my cooking, the ladies' cooking. If you're interested in that, you can listen to all of these clips and the whole program all through the day. Pretty simple. Get to the clips, get to the show. All day, every day at djvshow.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlique helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Labor Day's event's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything, plus new doorbusters from $5.99, including deals on jeans, tees, and more. Find it all at the Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through September 9th. Head into the new season with Banana Republic Factory. Save on faves with 50 to 70% off everything, plus clearance's extra 50% off. Shop dresses, sweaters, jackets, and more from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Keelan, and Doug here with the info from the Department of Health and Human Services saying, Victoria, that ventilator stockpiles are now full.
Mm-hmm.
The department said it's canceling some of the deals to produce more of these. They paid out $3 billion in contracts so far since the spring. They are saving the taxpayer millions of dollars, oh sure, by halting delivery.
Yeah, after we spent $3 billion, when, you know what, if we had been prepared from day one, which is what, you know, in New York, New Jersey, where I am, where we were hit so hard, both of our governors just, you know, said the same thing. How did we ever let it get this far, where we were so ill-prepared for a pandemic? And so after $3 billion trying to make up for all that, now our stockpile is full, so...
So General Electric
for the next one, but
Matem, the Royal Philips Company. Let's see here, ResMed, Medtronic. All these people produce the ventilators. There are 94,000 of them, on top of the 120 that state and local governments are using, courtesy of you and me, the American taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you know, it's easy to criticize. I don't know. It's being prepared. One of those things. It's the whole thing. We've been gone way overboard in terms of what should have happened as far as I'm concerned. And we've certainly gone way beyond where we ought to be in terms of shutting things down. It's time for things to open up again, even though people will get sick. You know, the thing that bothers me a little bit, the infection rate and age and all that stuff. But one of the things that is bothering me, Victoria, was what we were talking about with regard to the heart issues that come. If you have a serious case of this stuff and it doesn't kill you, it may impact. I don't think there's enough real conclusive information yet, but there are a lot of people who are worried about, if you've had this, am I going to have heart damage or heart disease or something go forward?
And the scary thing is, and this is relating back to the one-third of the Big Ten athletes who had COVID-19 have heart inflammation now. And so, and these are young college kids. These are athletes in prime fitness who did not have serious cases. So you can have a mild case and have lasting heart damage. That's the danger of this virus.
All right. So let's put that in our pipe and smoke it. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pretty recognizable music now, the music portion of this hour of the DJV show, with a focus on Billy Joel, who has done quite well for himself, thank you very much, with all those Madison Square Garden gigs. But apparently they have, because they've been put off all through the years so far, the announcement was made that they're not going to start again until next fall. The singer initially put off his spring residency dates to start in the fall, but because of the obvious, indoor concerts are not possible, so he said that the 6 dates have been rescheduled to 14 months from now. He does this and has been doing it for a number of years, once a month, right? At Madison Square Garden, fill the joint up.
Yeah.
How much does it cost to go to one of these things?
I don't know. I would guess it's probably, you know, the usual inflated ticket price.
Yeah.
I mean, all concerts are at least $100. So.
Yeah. So isn't he, though, one of New York's most popular performers? People in New York love Billy Joel.
Based on his ticket sales, I would say yes. I'm not a fan myself, but sure. No. Yeah.
I kind of like him. I saw him once at Fenway Park, not Madison Square Garden. But I don't think you'd get the real sense. His wife was pregnant, I remember that, going up on stage. But you can't really, I mean, you see the screens, but you might as well be watching at home on your TV set.
Right.
As to go to a concert in a place that takes tens of thousands of people, you can't really get. But, yeah, people like the experience, so that's what.
But at the Garden, the Madison Square Garden, the way that's been, you know, redone and reconfigured. No, I don't know if he may do that, and I don't know, but the Garden, even if you're in, like, the nosebleeds, it's still never a bad seat, so it's, I don't know, I wouldn't want to be at a big stadium and be way back, because then to me, there's no point to being there.
No point to being there, yeah.
Yeah, but like people love seeing everyone at the Garden.
I suppose. All right, so it's 25 after here on the DJV program. Now, Victoria and I move into, we usher in Usher, if you know what I mean. He has an announcement for fans. Next year, Usher is going to headline a Vegas residency at the Coliseum, which is in Caesar's Palace. It's a Live Nation thing. along with Caesars Entertainment. This is a 4,300-seat venue show that spans his two-decade career. Can he fill up a... Is he that popular? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yep. Yeah. He's been around a long time. He's got a lot of hits.
Yeah. Why do you... Do you like him? Why?
I do. I've never seen him live, but every time I see him on an award show on TV performing, and when he was on The Voice, he's a great performer. He's like Bruno Mars, and well, Bruno Mars copies a lot of what Usher has done over his 20-year career. But yeah, he's a great performer.
Well, he says he's excited to be able to know that he's in the process of putting together a show for Vegas. He says he's hoping to create a fully immersive show for his fans, the old ones and the new ones. He says, quote, "Since I was 21, I've really anticipated getting to go to Vegas and play the shows the way they did in the early days. The vibe of Vegas is everything on steroids. The best clubs, the best shows, the best food, all of it. To be able to get this opportunity to share myself and also to share my history with my audience, can't wait. Tickets for this go on sale to the public, let's see, this coming Thursday at 10 o'clock Pacific time in the morning. Pre-sale tickets available until Wednesday at 10 p.m. Prices start at $59, Victoria. Limited number of VIP. Yeah, it seems to be. Usher is donating $1 every ticket to Usher's new look. Funding goes toward programs for underserved youth. So that's two thumbs up for Usher as we figure out what he's doing moving forward.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dangerous heat across much of the nation's southwest will not be taking Labor Day off, as temperatures did enter uncharted territory yesterday. Woodland Hills, northwest of L.A., notched a temperature of 121 for a high yesterday. Not only is it a record, but it's also the highest temperature ever recorded in Los Angeles County. A former St. Louis Cardinals stolen base icon and first ballot baseball Hall of Famer has died.
And this is it, folks. Rock has now stolen 893. All of his teammates out of the dugout, onto the field.
Lou Brock was 81. He played 19 seasons for the Cubs as well as the Cardinals and also collected 3,023 hits. He retired in 1979. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Pentagon again confronts the issue of whether one of the contracts it's awarded was awarded fairly. Here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns with more.
The Defense Department reiterated Friday that Microsoft won a $10 billion cloud computing contract fair and square. It comes after a four-month reevaluation, but the contract is still on hold after Amazon argued that President Trump caused the company to lose out on the lucrative deal. An injunction from March put a freeze on the JEDI project, which will allow the military to use artificial intelligence to beef up fighting capabilities and improve battlefield communications. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has said the Pentagon made its own decision without any influence. I'm Kenneth Burns.
And one of the most famous and immortalized caddies of all time is offering his services for the U.S. Open. Michael O'Keefe, famous for playing Danny Noonan in the 1980 comedy Caddyshack, is making a public plea to tote a bag during the major at Winged Foot at Mamaroneck, New York. Specifically, the now 65-year-old actor is calling out Matt Kuchar on Twitter saying, "Hey, I hear you need a caddy." Kuchar famously stiffed his caddy, David Gyril Ortiz, after winning a tournament in 2018. Caddies earn a pre-agreed-upon amount of the golfer's winnings, which can be up to 10%. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Judge Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer off at the moment. Victoria is here, and I'm here, and you're here. What could be better than that? Sort of the group on group of the day. Here we are. The group of the day. And I was thinking maybe we could say, I watched, for some reason or other, I came upon the old game show network and the old, some of these old game shows. I watched Gene Rayburn, for example, on the original Match Game and the expressions. He was precious. Now, Alec Baldwin's doing it these days. A lot of big-name stars are doing these game shows because there's big money in doing it. I think Elizabeth Banks does a great job on, what is it?
She's fun. I love
pressure,
her.
Pressure Luck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a lot of fun. And she's very much, you know, she produced that Charlie's Angels movie last year.
Yeah.
Has been doing all kinds of things. She's good, and she comes across nicely. So her success, it's nice to have success like that. All right, so what's the Jeopardy news?
Well, the big news is, starting September 14th, Jeopardy will be back, and there is a new edition that fans are really excited about. Ken Jennings, the greatest of all time Jeopardy players, will actually be serving as a partial host along with Alex Trebek. Mm. And so they say that, Alex is still the host. He assured everyone that he's feeling better and he's doing well battling his cancer. But He said, no need to worry. I'm still the host. But Ken is going to be doing some presenting of, he's going to, in entire categories will be presented by Ken Jennings by himself. So it's kind of cool. A lot of super fans of Ken Jennings are very excited to see him on the other side of the show.
How much did he actually end up winning? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but it was, I think it's the largest prize in history, right? In
Jeopardy history. Something like 13 million six in my mind.
$3,370,000.
$3,370,000. Okay. That doesn't seem, I mean, it's a lot, but it doesn't seem like that much.
Yeah.
You're under the circumstances. So, that's good news. The, there's some other promising news, I guess, depending on how you look at things from Russia. Their vaccine apparently is showing some promise, Victoria, producing an antibody response in all of the people that have had it. I think, wasn't Putin's daughter in on it? He wouldn't take it himself, but he was happy to have his daughter stick her arm out and get the needle stuck in it.
Naturally. How old is his daughter? I didn't even know he had a daughter.
I think she's in her late 20s, it seems to me. I've seen that. He's in his late 50s, isn't he? Somewhere in that department, early 60s. Someplace.
To me, he's one of those guys who just looks a lot older, probably, than he really is.
Yeah, well.
You know, I don't, he could be in his 60s. I don't know. Yeah.
Look at the life he leads. I also was interested to see what they're doing at Phoenix's Sky Harbor Airport. They started this past weekend with a UVC light. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
It's a sterilizer. That is supposed to maximize the safety of travelers going through. It's the UV ultraviolet.
That's the subways in New York.
Right.
Using that light, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kills the bacteria and viruses. Any microorganism gets doused with this thing. It was installed under the escalator. Isn't visible to travelers. But if you have your hands, for example, on the handrail, which, I mean, who cares whether it's on your feet? But on the on your hands, that would be pretty important. And I think, like most airports, you have to scale down from the top floor where the planes come in down to where you get up buses and cars and that sort of thing. So you're going to be, excuse me, on these escalators. So let's see what happens. You wonder how they're going to measure the effectiveness of this, though. Don't you think that would be something that people would be wanting to know? Well, it's an idea, anyway. Most people are still wearing masks in airports. Most people are still personal distancing in airports. And as we said, I think last week, traveling on an airplane now appears to be one of the safest things you can do because of all of the things that they've done to clean the air up and to clean things up. They've got to do something because pretty much the airlines, I saw something, it seems to me, 16 or 18,000 people, the folks at United have announced they're going to furlough 16,000 next month, 20% of its frontline employees. Half the furloughs will be flight attendants. American announcing they cut 19,000 jobs, and again, half of them are flight attendants. But under the circumstances, when you understand that most of the, you know, the bulk of the employees are flight attendants, then it doesn't, you know, I don't think it makes sense that that's what they'd be doing. Meanwhile, the TSA is starting to use facial recognition. Now, why is the, well, I suppose Homeland Security is part of that, right? Mm-hmm. They announced that they had started a pilot, the self-service checkpoints pilot program at Reagan in Washington. So instead of physically handling your ID to a TSA officer, you go to the new security checkpoint, you insert your ID into a scanning machine. And then the machine takes a facial scan to match with the ID photo. That's where real ID comes in. That's why there's been such a push. That's what real ID is. So they've got it. I think real ID, you all have to have it now, right? Isn't that in effect?
No, it's next October. Still? It got pushed away. Yeah, it got pushed back. I think October of 2021.
All right. So how do you feel about this? The machine takes a facial scan to match with your photo ID, and then it also confirms your flight info. Same thing. And then displays the results of the facial recognition, the verification and all that stuff to the TSA officer who is sitting behind a plastic divider. So you won't be able to get through until he or she says you can go, because all the stuff comes up to 10, apparently. This tech is trying to cut down on interaction between TSA employees and passengers. There are other ways of doing that, like just having them sit on their fat butts and not do anything because they don't do anything anyway.
I think this is going to be more efficient, because how many times have you, and I know you fly frequently, but I've had this happen a lot, where, you know, you're waiting in the initial line, and then you walk up, you know, before you're going through security, and then they take a look at, you know, your passport and your boarding pass, and right. They barely even look at it long enough to see if the names even match, and then they circle something that no one knows what that means.
They scribble,
and
then doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, they scribble something, and that's it. I think in this case, you know, this is going to be, everything has to be verified before. So this is going to be a lot more efficient than some person who's kind of looking over your shoulder, looking away. You know, I mean, we've all had these experiences.
Talking to each other about the union and when's my next vacation and how do I get a pay raise and all that other stuff.
Yeah, so this is going to be more efficient for actually verifying flying information. I know that it's very controversial with facial recognition software, because there have been numerous studies that it disproportionately cannot identify black and brown skin people. And so I think that, unfortunately, what we're probably going to see are a lot of black and brown travelers having issues with this software. I think that's going to be the next
thing. So who's paying, though? Are we paying for this, another fee at the airport? Are we paying for it out of the tax? This is expensive stuff.
I don't know. It's a good question. The White House has mandated that this stuff all be in the 20 busiest airports.
Yeah.
So there must be some sort of funding coming from the government.
There's way too much money being spent on things like the slush funds. Where do all these fines? We were talking about somebody paying a $10 million fine in the technology report. Where's that money go? What do they do with that money?
That's
what
a good
you
question.
Want to know?
What goes you, to the I'd SEC. Like to so yeah, what do yeah. they do with
yeah.
it?
Exactly. What do they do with it? Let's have a weekend. Let's have a retreat. We'll go down to New Jersey, right? Let's spend the money on that. In a moment, I want to go one step further as we talk about what's going on with the COVID and with what's happened here in our country. Who's been getting it in the neck? We'll talk about that in a matter of moments here, literally and figuratively, I mean. Who is getting the short end of the stick? It's 43 past the hour on the DJV program. Victoria and Doug here.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From shopping and banking to everything else, so much of our lives these days has moved online. And of course, all of those websites we're using require passwords. We all know that the number one way to prevent online fraud is by having a strong password and not using that password across multiple websites. So how can you possibly keep track of all your passwords? We asked Robert Capps, VP of New Data Security, about using a password app.
Yeah, I think that anything that allows a consumer to have a strong password for each website they interact with is useful. I've seen everything from password journals, a physical book people write their passwords in and keep in a safe place, all the way through online services that will store your passwords encrypted until you're ready to use them. They all have their pluses and minuses, but they all help consumers keep their usernames and passwords straight.
More info is at newdatasecurity.com. That's newdatasecurity.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Calitrin. Why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 47 after the hour, Victoria. Doug, Stefan, Victoria, Keelan. So, government payments to farmers. Something, as you know, I'm a farmer, and just being a broadcaster, I do a weekly program called The American Family Farmer, which you can listen to at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We have all kinds of things that we focus on, the fabulous farming that's done. The podcast that's up there now is a feature talking to a couple of people who are redoing Willie Nelson's farm, is a big 1,500-acre farm outside of Austin, to get it to be, you know, kind of all natural. No more Roundup, no more of any of that stuff. So anyway.
That's great.
as I've been looking through the payments from the Agriculture Department, the cash that is going, once again, Victoria, and this is not, I mean, you take it for what it's worth. The direct aid to farmers has climbed each year of the presidency from $11.5 billion to $32 billion. But the money is not going to the farmers, to the family farmers. The big problem for agriculture is that the money is going to these huge multinational corporations. And there's all kinds of stuff. I was looking at something from the Drake University Agricultural Law Center. The incredible amount of money that is being sent to these farmers, the farm aid, and what is happening. We're going to see a huge increase in the price of food this year because that's really what it takes. But the safety net programs under the USDA, $16 billion in farm rescue payments, but the top tier, even both sides, both Republicans and Democrats, are taking shots at Sonny Perdue, the ag secretary, because they're really not helping producers who are at the, you know, I'm talking about the real farmers and the real farms, not the agricultural behemoths that run lots of agriculture and are buying up all the land. So once again, the farmers getting screwed. That's the basic bottom line here. Unbelievable. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Money Pit time now at 53 after the hour. Tom Kreitler is here with a Labor Day special, or two or three or four or five. Normally when Tom and I get together, we're here to help answer some of your questions, listeners to the DJV show. Here's a fellow named Dave asking you, Tommy, to recommend whether or not you would recommend Dry Lock. So what is Dry Lock and why does he want to use it?
So Drylock is a masonry paint that is advertised and promoted as a solution to stopping water which leaks through basement walls. So they have other surfaces and related products, but that's sort of what it's known for. And Dave wants to know if I would recommend that to stop leaks in basement walls after a heavy rainfall. Now, that's a very common time for basements to leak when it rains very hard like that. And I said to him, I said, well, no and maybe. And here's why I say that.
That I like is good direct answers, yes.
Yeah, because a lot of folks will turn to that as the first thing that you do to stop a leak through a wall. To me, it's the very last thing. There are many other things much more important than painting those walls that should be done first. And those would be things to control how the water's getting down there in the first place. And because it's happening after a rainfall, Doug, it's not a water table. Everyone wants to blame, oh, it's the rising water table. I can't do anything about it. No, it's not. 99.9%. You know, I feel like this is the number where you, when you read the hand sanitizers, it kills 99.99% of bacteria.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, a clean gutter is going to stop 99.99% of floods in basements in where I come from.
Yeah.
You know, clean gutters, downspouts that are extended away from the wall or not is why the water gets in there. And also things like grading. You know, if you have flat soil around the house because things settle over the years, this is why the basement leaks. If you fix all those other things, what you'd be left with was sort of the normal level of soil dampness. And foundations, especially cinder blocks like Dave asked about, are very hydroscopic. They absorb a lot of moisture, right? So that moisture will wick through the concrete block or the
cinder block. It's because of the porous nature of the block.
Correct. Yes. Yes. It's like a sponge. It's going to evaporate into the basement air. And that's where a product like Drylock in my boat comes in, because that's going to stop that what's left over after you fix the main sources of the water. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Yeah. Is this an interior only? Because I'm trying to paint some exterior. You know, I was talking to you about the masonry and fixing that stuff, but I have, like, the steps down to the basement. That needs to be painted and other things. So would you use Drylock outside, or is that just an interior use?
Well, they may or may not have an exterior masonry paint. I'm not that familiar with the complete line. I'm familiar with the original product. I know they've expanded it a lot.
Come on, make an answer then. Say, yeah, yeah.
But I would say that you have to be careful when you paint masonry, because if you use an improper paint, water will get sort of stuck behind it, and then it will freeze and break off pieces.
Yeah, I've had that problem.
It's called spalling, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. All right, so a word to the wise. All right, Money Pit Podcast. The most recent episode, How to Add Attic Flooring. I guess I'd go one step further. I'd wonder, I'm thinking about raising the roof on the apartment I have on the barn.
Right.
It seems like a pretty easy thing to do.
Well, raising a roof's not an easy thing to do, but you'll see folks that have Cape Cods, right, and then they put a dormer in so that they have more headroom up there.
Yeah.
But attic flooring is an interesting topic because, all of us could use a bit of extra storage, but these days we compete with the need for insulation, and you can't have both. You can't have thick, fluffy insulation and flooring at the same time, because you end up squishing it. Years ago, you had like a 2x8 ceiling joist, and you had 8 inches of insulation. You'd put flooring on top of it and call it a day. Right. Today, if you have 8 inches of a 2x8 ceiling joist, you don't have 8 inches. You have 10, 20, sometimes even more insulation on top of that, because you need it. It does a good job. It's inexpensive. It keeps your heating and cooling bills in check, but you can't store on top of that. So you have to have some trade-offs. One of the ones that I think is the easiest is if you were to just leave an area around the opening of the attic floorable, so to speak, right? So you leave that with less insulation, and then you have the rest of it has more insulation. But there are also systems whereby you can have like platforms above the ceiling joist itself so that you could actually store up higher. You can build them yourself, or they're available for order online.
Really? All right. And I noticed the Money Pit newsletter, you've got this online at moneypit.com, has some bathroom remodeling updates.
Yeah.
That's got to be the biggest kitchen and bathroom update.
It is. It really is. So we highlight some inexpensive and easy bathroom remodeling updates, because these are rooms, both of them, kitchens and baths, where you spend a lot of money.
Tom Kreidler and Leslie Segretti host the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program every weekend around the country. Happy to have him here visiting with us on the DJV show.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.